Unit 23. Simitav Resh Mem Gimel, Seder HaKiddush. Seder HaKiddush Belel Rishon Shel Sukkos. The order of Kiddush on the first night of Sukkos. B'tchilim Mevarech Al HaYayin. First, the Borei Paragafen is said over the wine. V'achakach Omer Kiddush HaYom, and then the Kiddush. V'achakach Yivarech Leisha B'Sukkah. And then afterwards he makes the bracha leisha basuka. The reason the bracha on the sukkah follows the kiddush is because first the day has to be sanctified, that Yom Tov has to come in before he becomes obligated in the sukkah. And then at the end he makes shechianu b'acharena. Because the shechianu is going both on the kiddush for the Yom Tov as well as on the mitzvah of the sukkah. Commotion is barbisim tafresh mem aleph ein cham. B'noigin she'ein medaktikim la'amoid b'shas ha'kiddush and mekadshim afilim miyushuv. And the custom is that we are not specific about standing at the time of Kiddush, but rather the Kiddush can be said even while sitting. And even the bracha leisha basuka on the sukkah may be said while sitting. And even though all other mitzvahs are said, the bracha is said before performing the mitzvah. And therefore, it would be more appropriate for a person to make the bracha leisha basukah before sitting down to eat. Because the sitting is the mitzvah. Because the Torah says you shall sit or dwell in sukkahs. Even though there is actually no mitzvah in just sitting. Because here teishvu does not mean to sit, but rather means to delay or to spend time there. Like it says about the Jewish people, that they dwelled, they stayed in Kaddish for many days. Nonetheless, the bracha is only said when it becomes apparent and clearly recognizable that one is tarrying to spend time in the sukkah in a fixed way, and that is through sitting down. Because by sitting down, it shows that he wants to spend time in the sukkah. But while he is standing, it is not clear that he is delaying to spend time and set himself in the sukkah, because he could immediately get up and leave. Since the actual mitzvah, the main mitzvah, is the delaying and setting oneself up to spend time in the sukkah, it would have been more appropriate, like other mitzvahs where the bracha said before the mitzvah, to make the bracha before sitting down. However, since the main mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah that we are making the bracha leisha basukah on is the eating, because if a person were to sit in sukkah without eating, he would not need to make a bracha. Therefore, the main thing is that the bracha should be said before eating, not before the sitting itself. Because it is the eating which is the main mitzvah on which we are making the bracha. One does not need to say the bracha, one does not say the bracha before the sitting down. Because just the sitting down without eating is not the main mitzvah on which the bracha is being said. This is only on Shabbos or on Yom Tov at night, where there is a Kiddush, and therefore the bracha of Leisha Basukah is said by the Kiddush. But on all other meals which person eats in the Sukkah during Sukkos, even the daytime meal, where the bracha is said over a cup of wine, since he is not saying a bracha of Kiddush, but only a Borei Pri HaGafen, so he does not say Leisha Basukah before drinking the cup of wine. Because rather, the drinking of the kois, the Leisha Basukah should not be said before drinking the kois, because a person must have the bracha of Leisha Basukah close to the eating itself, which is the main mitzvah of which he is doing, although that this is not the minhag. Umin adin, technically, Hayroi Levarach Bracha Zukoidin Birchas Hamoitzi. The Bracha Leisha Pesukha should be said before Hamoitzi. Shaychoivez Bracha Zukhalla Mitchila Miyad Shiyeshav Lecho. Because the obligation of making the Bracha Leisha Pesukha takes place as soon as he sits down to eat. Baroi lakdim levirchas hamoitzi, and therefore it should be said before hamoitzi. Sheina choyva alav ad sheroitza litoim, because hamoitzi is only once he wants to eat. And we come akum nonetheless, noegin ha'olim levarach brachazu achar birchas hamoitzi. Leisha basukah is recited after the hamoitzi. Vishab birchas hamoitzi hi atchalas hasuda, because the brach of hamoitzi is considered the beginning of the meal. Barau ha'olim lehaschu besuda, and the custom is became about throughout the world to begin the Suda first before making the bracha on the sukkah, i.e. to make the bracha on the mighty, because a person, we don't make the bracha of Leisha Basukah until the actual time of the meal has arrived. And nonetheless, the bracha of the shabbosuka does not constitute an interruption between the hamoitzi and the eating. Because the bracha of the shabbosuka is part of the need of the meal itself. And anything which is considered a need of the meal does not constitute a hefsek between hamoitzi and eating. If a person did not make Shechiyan on the first night of Sukkos, and he remembers the following day, he says the Brach Shechiyanu when he remembers, even if it is not said over a cup of wine. If he does not remember on the first day of Yom Tov, and he did not remember either on the second night of Yom Tov to make Shechiyanu, and he remembered only on one of the subsequent days of Sukkos, he again makes the Brach Shechiyanu whenever he remembers. Because the Brach of Shechiyanu can be made up and recited all 7 days of Sukkos. The only difference between Pesach and Sukkah is that the Shechiyanu should be recited inside the Sukkah, in order to cover also the mitzvah of dwelling in the Sukkah.